My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Not today, Bubba.
Go get him, Bubba. Love you.
Not today, Bubba. Gordy, can I bother you for a second?
My volume wasn't even up, so you actually had your mic on the entire time.
You know what, Bob? Hold on. Well, hold on. Give me a minute.
And here I am busting your
How about now?
No, it's been on. You're on right
It
now.
Was Bobby's fault, but now Cass. It's Chris. It was never your fault, Cass. It was Bobby's fault. It's always Bobby's
fault. This guy's got me sweating. My pits are sweating.
Jer, I'm happy we started recording because I love how you took a cheap shot me out of the gate when the guy who's talking is the guy who just lost us $2,900. So I find it very interesting that that's the way we're starting the show here.
You want to go there? You want to start the show there?
I'll go there. I don't mind if we have a guest.
And I was angry when I made that bet, and you know it. I was mad when I made that bet.
Folks, here we are, the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Rocking and rolling right here, coming to you on your local airwaves, however you're listening, why ever you're listening. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just happy you are listening. We're bringing on the hottest guy on the internet right now, the Italian man himself, Nicky Cass. Nicky Cass, how are we doing this evening?
We're doing phenomenal, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here. Let me ask you, is that zip up you got on from J. Crew? Because I think I got the same one.
It's actually, believe it or not, it's from Macy's. It's an absolute bargain going on there, right on the front of the store, $25. And I actually got it. It's matching pants on the bottom right here, too.
Oh, yeah?
What do you mean
matching pants?
Well, it kind of turns into like a jumpsuit, per se.
So you're telling me, go ahead, Jer. Go ahead.
No, I just want to, let's face the facts here. You know, Bobby gets a girlfriend, right? And all of a sudden, he's going on shopping sprees.
Well, listen, I've been seeing, and for everyone who's listening, do you want to tell the story of
I want to hear it from your end.
So the first time we ever talked, me and Bob, I thought his girlfriend's name was Sarah, okay? And so I kept calling her Sarah on the phone, and I blindly thinking it was Sarah.
But you
Why'd
know what,
you think too? It was Sarah though? I don't,
we don't know.
I don't
we
know. Don't,
we have no idea where he got Sarah from. And he was saying Sarah with conviction. Like he really knew, like he had known Sarah for 10 years. And when a guy says it with that much conviction, where do you stop him?
It was unbelievable.
I think you stopped after the first one, Bob.
I probably should have.
You know, the embarrassment I felt. But listen, I've been seeing on Sarah's Instagram the outfits that you've been putting on, Bob. Listen, I got to tell you, you need to get yourself a fitted pair of fucking jeans.
Yeah,
I mean,
he does.
You know what I mean?
The bell bottoms ain't working, Bob. Bobby, bell bottoms is not the answer.
Well, look, I'll be quite frank with you, and I'm not going to disagree here. I thought those jeans I had on, and I know what you're referring to, were obnoxious, if we're being quite frank. They were dragging all the way down. They were. You know what? I felt they were obnoxious. Here's the good thing I have going for me. I get the feeling that when I put those babies in the washer, you do a little washer-dryer combo with it, I think it'll shrink down. I don't think it's going to shrink down to slim jeans, but I think I'll get a pretty good shrink.
Yeah, but you know what, Bob? You don't need to go through all that trouble. You just need to, you know, they make different cuts. You know that?
Right.
And if you go from the jump, you get a good cut of jeans, like a tapered fit. You don't have to worry about what the washer's doing. You don't.
Listen, you know Cass, I mean? Bobby is not on our level, Cass, when it comes to that stuff. He's out of the loop. It's ridiculous.
It's okay.
And you know what? To be quite frank with you, I'll be the first to tell you that. And that's what's good about having the girlfriend is I think she'll be able to really ramp up the game. And I think it's a little bit ridiculous what I bring on and, you know, what the outfits that I'm wearing? No doubt about it. And I think it needs a change. I absolutely do. Speaking of needing a change.
Go ahead.
Can I take a shot at somebody else in the room here? Now, Jersey Jerry, me, you, and Nikki were in a little bit of a group chat here together. And Jerry, I'm the first one to commend you for your cooking. I find you to be a very phenomenal cook, just from what I see on the FaceTime. What Jerry brings in the kitchen week in, week out, is pretty spectacular. However, Nikki, am I crazy to say that steak he sent us in the video that he was showing off was a little bit undercooked there?
It wasn't done yet, Bob.
You know, Jerry, before I make an assumption, I think it's appropriate we have Jerry explain himself first.
Listen.
Go ahead.
So go back to the messages, Bob, in the group chat. You said my steak was mooing.
I immediately responded,
you know, Bobby, it's not done yet. I still got to put it on broil, in the broil. Okay. Right.
Okay.
But Jerry, when you get to the point where you're showing off the steaks, when you're doing the trifecta and showing
and
all
a good
the
point.
Signs, yeah, you don't do that unless
it's done. That's true. I wanted to send you guys the picture a little early. That was on me. That's on me. But, you know, needless to say, the steaks came out great. The asparagus was on point. Baked potato was on point. You know, I put breadcrumb on my asparagus, Bob.
What? Nikki, did that look a little, I mean, would you send a picture like that of the steak?
Listen, would I send it? Well, first of all, the asparagus, I mean, that looked like
asparagus looked great.
Do you want the final steak, Bob? You want the final steak?
I would love to say it's important.
I think it's important.
Show us that jersey. Let me see it on the camera there, Jerry Don. Talk so we could see you.
Bobby, look at the steak here. You're telling me those aren't done?
These are the finished product. Steak looks good, Bob.
Looks like a cauliflower, Jay.
Cauliflower.
Looks a little bit like cauliflower.
Listen, here's the thing. Here's the thing about the steak, okay? It all depends. What was that? That was a bone-in ribeye? T-bone?
That was a porterhouse.
Well, okay.
Okay. So the thing about, like, when you make a steak, a lot of times what I find is that people, they just fuck with it too much. You know what I mean?
Correct.
All you need is a little salt and pepper, and you just throw it on something hot. It don't got to be a cast iron skillet. It don't got to be a grill. It just got to be something hot. And you get the char on the bottom, and then you get it nice. You see, I like my steak kind of rare. I don't know about you. I mean, we know how Jerry likes his steak, but Bob. Bob, how do you like your steak cooked?
I like it medium rare, and I like it Pittsburgh medium rare. I want you to char that sucker right on the outside and show me pink on the inside.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that's beautiful. And go ahead.
Well, the problem that I have with the cast iron skillet, I watch all these guys do it on TikTok and YouTube of all these guys cooking. They always baste the steak with the butter at the end. Yeah. The problem is when I go to baste this thing, I put the butter in. It's never enough to baste it to where the butter just kind of evaporates.
That's because you got to put a stick of butter in, Bobby.
How much butter do I got to put in, though, in order to baste
it? You got to put at least half a stick, in my opinion.
You
got
to put half a stick of butter for one
steak?
At least.
But the problem – go ahead.
But at what point is it not a steak anymore? Yeah, how much butter could you
put? Butter steak, Bob? What do you think it is, a butter steak?
You do a half a stick of butter. I would like to think that that's a little too much butter, if not, no?
Well, half of it probably evaporates, no, you don't think?
Right. I mean, the butter I'm putting in is evaporating. I go to baste it, it's nowhere to be found.
I've done the baste technique.
How does that work out for you?
And, you know, I think the cast iron is very overrated, in my opinion. I think it's a waste of time.
For a few reasons,
because when you get it too hot and then you throw in the butter, right? If you got it, you got at least, you know, I don't know, 3 seconds before that thing starts turning brown, the butter. And then if you don't got a glove on, you go to touch the handle to do the flip get all the juices at the bottom. Your hand is fucked. I mean, after about 4 seconds, your hand is burning like a flame. So to me, I don't know. The base technique, you know, you can't tell if someone were to serve me two steaks, right? I'm going to give you a little analogy. If someone were to serve me two steaks, and the one on the right was based and the one on the left wasn't, I don't think I could have told you the difference. I'm totally with you on that.
I almost think that whole base thing is just for show.
Sham.
Yeah. I'm not totally sold on the basting. It's a very good take where we have a big time disagreement. Okay. And I had to bring it up. You're a food guy. I'm a food guy. Jerry is absolutely a food guy. Jerry, I'm going to start this off with you. What are your thoughts on croutons in a salad, Jerry Don?
My thoughts on croutons, I love croutons in my salad. I really do. And the reason why I love them is, yes, I understand at some point when you hit that with the fork, it could go flying.
Yeah.
It could go flying, but I don't use that technique, Bobby. The technique I use, right?
Talk me through it, Jerry. Dude.
What I use, the technique I use when I'm having croutons in my salad is I do the scoop, Bob, with the fork. Sure. I do not hit it with on the tip of the fork. I do not do it, Bobby. I do the scoop technique, and I think it's a nice little crunch you get with that sure. romaine. I like it. Now, a lot of people are against it.
Is that a pre-salad scoop you're looking at as far as the croutons when it's on the top of the romaine, or can you eat your salad midway still scoop? Because a lot of times you're going to get that romaine mixed in there. Is it a pre-salad scoop that you're getting?
I would say it's a pre-salad scoop, Bobby.
Now, you want to talk cold takes. I think this is the coldest of them all.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Nicky Cass, the Italian man himself, is known for having a rough take on croutons. What's your thoughts on that, Nicky Cass?
Because but I never had a pleasant experience when it comes to eating croutons, okay? In my mind, I just think they're highly overrated. I really do. And, you know, like, here's a problem. Is you either get a crouton when you go to put your fork in it, right?
Yep.
Some 9 times out of 10, like Jerry was saying, it's going to fling off and it's going to hit somebody at
correct.
The table. Okay? And I stand by that because it's happened to me several times. It's the most embarrassing thing in the world, right? Or you get one worse. And you hit the crouton and you ricochet it off of your shirt.
Yeah.
And now you got Caesar dressing dripping
crouton
down.
Crouton is no doubt about it, a very dangerous topping.
And I put up a post about it and I got a lot of feedback and a lot of people were calling me names. And some people were telling me I should use a spoon when it comes to eating a crouton. And the thing about that is if I'm having a salad, okay, I don't want to have to worry about going in and out of utensils. I want to have a fork and I want to put in the lettuce and that's it.
Bobby, I think I'm going to retract that. I might have been a little off there. Wow. I'm going to have to retract that,
wow.
Bobby.
Wow.
I do not like croutons anymore.
Whoa. Jersey Jerry just doing a total 180 on us here. But what I would respond to that there, Nicky Cash, is I just think you're going about the crouton eating the wrong way to where I kind of side with Jerry to where there's a certain art to scooping it. Now, if it's a pre-dinner salad, I would like to go a little less on the croutons, but I just don't
1,000%.
Yeah. If it's a pre-round salad, pre-dinner salad, go a little less on the croutons. If we're looking at a lunch salad, go heavy on the croutons. I just think you're going about it eating. You shouldn't have to worry about the crouton.
You know what, Bob? I think you're right. I think I'm going at it a little too strong here because, you know, you're right. The difference between a lunch salad, Caesar, and a dinner before you get the entree, Caesar, it's two totally different things.
Different.
I mean, you could vouch. I know you're a big Caesar guy.
Sure.
You know, when you get a Caesar for lunch, I mean, there's passion and heart into that Caesar.
No doubt about it.
But when you get a Caesar before you get the entree, the chef back there is just saying, listen, just throw a bunch of fucking shit together and send it out there while I cook the entree. Keep them interested. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
And it's those salads that that the croutons, they really bother me. And you know, I got no problem eating croutons out of the bag. I really don't. But when you put them on a salad, I just could do without them.
Nicky, one can only hope that chef back there is focusing on his steaks more than the way Jerry Diesel focused on that porterhouse tonight. Because, I will post that porterhouse to the IG tonight. I did not love what I'm seeing there. And Jer, I'm not just busting your balls here because I'll be the first to tell you, you're a phenomenal cook and I'll stand by that, Jer, time and time again.
Jer, be honest. Was there a little bit of a lack of an effort tonight, Jer?
No, you know, listen, let me say this, bro. I was rushing a little bit, okay?
I could tell.
Yeah. So listen, tell. I'm going to be honest here. I'm an honest guy, right, okay? I'm an honest guy, okay? I'm going to call myself out here, okay?
It comes out. Go ahead.
You know, I rushed a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
And I made a mistake. I took him out too early, and then I had to put him in the broiler to finish him off. There it is. There it is.
Bob, could you not tell?
It was to the point where personally the steaks were so undercooked to where you sent it in the group chat, and then me and Nikki Cass actually did a separate chat to talk about how undercooked the steaks were.
And you know what? I didn't think you were going to bring that up, Bob. And you know,
I had to.
Yeah, listen.
You know, I didn't think it was going to go this far.
We did it for your own benefit.
I didn't think it was going to go this far.
Listen, we did it for your own benefit. We didn't want you, because, you know, it was your sister's birthday. We don't want you thinking about the steaks that were all fucked up. So we were going to wait to tell you afterwards. So, but then again, when you see something like that, we can't just, we can't just hold that in. You know what I mean?
So
we had the right intentions.
Jer, we would only hope that you would hold us to the same, you know, regard and values with our stakes as we do with you. You know what Jerry just pulled, which I absolutely love for his sister, whether she likes the steak or not. Jerry's sister is back in town. Sister Jerry, it's her birthday. What does Jerry do? He reaches directly out to friend of the pod, Tyler Cameron.
I saw that.
Jer, what did you have Tyler Cameron do?
You know, I told him straight up, you know what I mean? I mean, you wish my sister a happy birthday here, Tyler. She's a big fan. I'll get you tatted on me, pal. I ain't got no problem with that. You seen me on the live stream, Bobby. You seen me getting tats on the live stream. You seen it once and you'll see it again. I ain't got no problem with it, Bob.
Now, what did you tell Tyler that you would do if he shouted out your sister on the Instagram?
I said, if he shouted her out, I'll tat him on my left titty. You know? I said, Tyler, I'm gonna tat you on me, so you know it's real.
And you said, Tyler, what you do is if you shout me out, I'm gonna tattoo you on my left titty. So what would you have to do on your left titty?
I would have to put Tyler on my left titty.
His face.
No, the name. He said the name.
Just Tyler? The name.
Yeah, I ain't got no problem with that, Bob.
And now, Jerry, down the road, if somebody looks at your chest and says, who is Tyler, what do you say? You'll just tell him who he is?
So, no, I had a plan here. What I was going to do is I was going to send him the picture of the tattoo. I got it on my chest. He never said I had to fix it. What I was going to do after that was I was going to tat Tylanda on my chest. So if somebody asks me, hey, you know, who's that? I said, you know, it's a girl that I visit in the DR once a month.
Gentlemen, it is time. We got a very special guest, Nikki Cass, here with us tonight. Nikki, we want to bring you in as a guest spot for our gambling segment here with our sponsor from BetMGM. Before we jump into the disaster last weekend, which was Jerry Don's pick. Jerry, we love the heart. We love the passion. But my, oh my, did we drop the ball here. Jerry, go ahead and tell them who this segment's going to be sponsored by. Let's say it with enthusiasm. Let the people know your time to shine here, Jerry Daisel.
I got you, Bobby. And listen, it's going to be an NFL season to remember at BetMGM Sports, and right now they're offering customers a chance to win $100 in free bets when you place $1 wager on a featured event. Just sign up and make sure your first bet with bonus code BROBIBLE100. Folks, that is bonus code BROBIBLE100 to take advantage of this special offer and bonus parlays as well. Payouts, live betting, hosted odds specials, BetMGM has it all. Remember, folks, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Very nice. Let's give it up for Jerry Don right
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Sensational stuff out of Jerry Don tonight.
I mean, Jesus.
You got to
love it. He didn't even come up for air.
Nah, he never does. He never does. That's our guy, Jerry Diesel, right there. Now, Nikki, what we did is BetMGM gave us $1,000 to start off with. We got to get to $10,000.
Okay.
In order to be able to... Jerry.
Sorry, Bobby.
Jerry, what's the matter with you, Don?
You had a long day?
I know, I got sleep apnea.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, so he gave us $1,000 to get us to $10,000 total. We're going to bring in our first ever guest pick of the weekend. The way that it worked, we were at $5,305. I took $500 on the Los Angeles Rams because I cannot stand Cam Newton. I won that. Jerry goes ahead and risks $2,900. Yes, I said it. $2,900 total. Okay. On who, Jer?
I had the over in the Vikings-Bucks game.
Love the Bucks over. We were paying the price for it. Now we're left with a whopping $2,905. Nikki Cash, I need you to take us back to the promised lands. Get us right back on our way. What are we hammering? Our first ever guest pick here coming from Nikki Cash, the hottest man on the internet.
Bob, listen. Yeah, you listen too.
I'm listening.
This weekend is a big weekend for Clemson football, okay?
Okay.
And I truly believe, and I'm not just bullshitting you, that Clemson and Trevor Lawrence are going to take Notre Dame and they are just going to go fucking run all over them on Saturday. And right now, it's sitting at Clemson -9.5. And to me, I think that's the lock of the year, to be quite honest.
Talk dirty.
I think they blow them out.
Talk dirty to Nikki.
Because if you think about it, last time, yeah, I know Notre Dame, they haven't lost at home. Yeah, okay. Last time they played Clemson, they won by a pube, and half of Clemson's players weren't there. Trevor Lawrence was sitting on the sideline, and he had to watch the stands of the Notre Dame game come onto the field. He had to watch that. This Saturday, he gets to play against them again.
Do you like it or do you love it?
Listen, you know, a lot of times I say to people, I say, there's a difference between loving something and being in love with something. And I'm pretty sure I'm in love with Saturday's pick.
This guy's got away with words. No, Jerry Dunn?
Yeah, he does. He does.
He really does.
Clemson -9.5.
Clemson -9.5. Now, we're going to trust you to gamble with our money here, Nikki Cash.
Go ahead. I don't care.
29.05 left in the bank. What are we risking on Clemson -9.5?
You know, listen, this is a big deal because it's the first ever guest pick on the show. And, you know, first of all, I want to say thanks. I'm very grateful and honored. I mean, it's a dream come true. But I also don't want to, you know, be on a high horse here. And I don't want to say, you know what, put $1,000 on Clemson. So I think, you know, we played smart. You know, I think we go 500 on Clemson -9.5.
I got no issue with that whatsoever.
You know, you got no problem with Nikki's bets, but then you got a problem with my bets.
Here's the deal, Jerry Dunn. We were hot. We were absolutely hot. And I just think we got a little bit ahead of ourselves last week. I really did. Next thing you know, we're putting in 2K, you know, just out of whim.
Almost
now,
three.
Now, Jerry, Nikki Cash may be the hottest guy on the internet right now. You're still the hottest gambler on the planet right now.
Let's get that straight, Bob. You know what I mean? Let's let the people know. Yeah. I'm sure they know. I dropped one in my last how many? Maybe 10, 11? I mean, come on.
Jerry Dunn, I totally agree. And like I said, you're going to have the downfalls and people are going to bust your balls just for having one loss. The bottom line is the 10 other picks before that, you're red hot. This is the way it works. You're going to lose some games. Jerry Diesel, let's get us right back on track now, though. We got 2,900 to work with. Nikki Cash has given us Clemson -9.5 for 500. Talk us through this. What are we going, Jerry D?
Bob, can I tell you a little story?
Sure.
I can't wait.
I used to go to this underground casino a couple blocks away from my house, right? It was a little underground place. They had card games there. Now, listen to this. I was in a blackjack game, right?
Sure.
I flop a 10. Dealer's showing an ace, right? Now, I'm there for a couple hours. I just want to hit one more hand, right? I just want to hit one more hand, and I'm out of there. I show a 10. Dealer shows an ace. Insurance, no. I get a queen. I got 20. Dealer rolls over a 6, right? So that's at 7 or 17. Correct, Bobby?
Now, Nikki, believe it or not, this is somehow going to lead back into his bet. He has a way with words, as do you. Listen, just let him keep it cooking here.
Oh, yeah, I'm locked in right now. I'm bad with numbers, but I'm locked in.
So I got 20, right? The dealer is showing an ace, right? And then he got the 6. So that's 17. Correct, Bobby? 7 right. or 17, right?
You could go either way with it. Correct.
Oh, correct. Hit. Ace. 18.
Or 8.
18 or 8. Hit. What does he show?
3.
A 3.
Jesus.
Now, I had $400 on that hand, right? And I looked to my left at me, and there was a guy sitting next to me, and he said, "Sonny boy, you're only as good as your last bet." I walked home that night, Rob, and I said, "I ain't done yet." And that's what I'm going to do tonight. because I ain't done yet. Yeah, I lost. You're only as good as your last bet, right? But I went back to the drawing board here. I studied. I watched the film on Herbert. I watched the film on Derek Carr. I watched the film on the defenses, right?
I'm ready.
Bobby,
talk dirty to us.
These two teams have the worst defenses I've ever seen. They have shit defenses. Let's just call a spade here. Shit defenses. I know I took it over last week, but I got something for you. It was always over 53 and a half.
He wants another over.
Yes, I do.
He wants another over.
You know,
how much are we taking on that, Jer? I'm with you. I'll ride you. Hottest gambler on the planet right now. Now we got 2,400 to work with.
Give me that. I want to risk 400 on that, Bobby. I want to risk 400, so that brings us to 2,000, an even number, and I'll let you fly with it.
Okay. Let me go ahead and lock that in here for us, Jer. Let me see what we would get. Nikki, are you digging him doubling down on the over like that?
You know, there's, you know, times in your life where you come across people that you just have so much respect for. And Jerry, you know, you just earned my respect with that one right there. I got to be honest.
It was always the over, Nikki.
I love it. I just absolutely love it. It's just the relentless attitude, and I love it.
It was always the over to win 363, risking 400. Now, Jerry, I'm actually going to double down right there with you. Okay, because I agree that both of these defenses are absolutely horrific. I just think the Chargers are worse enough to where the Raiders are going to cover 3.5. Go ahead and give me Team Gruden. Give me Team Gruden minus 3.5. And you could lock me in for the same Nikki Cass bet of 500.
I love it.
Okay. We got numbers all around. We got bets all around. We got to keep the ball rolling. Jerry Don, you got a birthday to go celebrate right there. You got a win to get. Did your sister see the video of Tyler Cameron already?
Yeah, she's seen him. And hey, Bob, I didn't know you were going to go Raiders here. And I don't know if I could say this live on the pod. Do you want me to say it live or you want me to text you?
Anything.
So I got inside information that Derek Carr is cheating on his wife.
Come on, Jer. What are you making those accusations? You don't know anything about that.
I got inside information, Bobby.
That wasn't right.
That wasn't right at all.
I got inside info, Bobby.
It better be a damn good source.
Maybe not from a good source, but the player she's cheating on him with is Kyle Kuzma.
Jer, what makes
Kuzma has... Listen, I believe it because Kuzma has a rep. For cheating, you know what I mean? He goes with other players' girlfriends.
They're in the bubble, are they not?
They're in the bubble, but this was a couple weeks ago. I don't think it was ever Derek Carr, but that's your pick. Bobby, I got a birthday dinner. I love you guys. I'll see you guys in the funny papers. It was always the over. It was always Nikki Cass. It was always Bobby Berger. Brilliantly dumb 2024.
Jer, we will see you next time. Thanks for stopping
by. I love you,
Jer. Bye, big fella. Nikki Cass, is he not just... Have you ever seen anything like that? Folks, we interrupt this show to give you a brief message to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by Manscaped. Folks, do you have a moose near the caboose that needs to be tamed? I am talking hairy, big, and needs some support. Thankfully, our sponsor today, Manscaped, has you covered to keep the hair looking nice and trimmed and feeling fully supported. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. The premium lawnmower 3.0 that Manscaped is dishing out is waterproof, includes an LED light, and is made with advanced skin safe TM technology. Folks, take care of your nuts today. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code BROBIBLE, BROBIBLE, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com using promo code BROBIBLE. Folks, I can't stress it enough. Protect your nuts the right way. Anywho, we are moving on.
In the best way possible? No, I haven't. I have not.
You get a lot of guys like the Jersey Jerrys around where you live. We all kind of grew up in the same area. Do you see some Jersey? You're talking to a guy with the Joe's Pizza box on his wall behind you right now. You got a little Jersey Jerry in you.
Yeah. I can name a few. But, you know, it's guys like Jersey Jerry that, you know, they'll go to the end of the earth for you. If I'm missing my favorite T-shirt and I go on vacation in California and I'm missing my favorite T-shirt in New York, Jersey Jerry would drive it over. He would go cross country to give me my T-shirt. You know what I mean?
Absolutely no question about it.
I mean, those are the guys that you really got to take care of, because at the end of the day, all they care about is no one but themselves. They care about everybody else.
You know what I wanted to touch on, and I want to get back to the food. I love to talk food. Something that you mentioned that I love. We did the Instagram live together, and I think the podcast followers need to hear this as well. 100%. Okay. You talked about having your local deli.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
And what we said about the delis is, first we had the argument, do you take the deli ticket or do you not take the deli ticket? Your answer was what?
So listen, Bob, but you know, in the deli, we're talking about a very specific scenario. We're talking about the deli that's right down the block from me, right?
Sure.
My answer is this. When I go into that deli and I know the people behind the counter, and I say, hey, how's it going? And they know who I am. They make me a sandwich. No, I don't take a ticket. I don't. I get my sandwich. And then what I do is, once I get my sandwich at the cash register, you're bound to have a 2 to 4 minute little catch up on life with the guy across the counter.
Absolutely. And
in the midst of those 2 to 4 minutes is when you sneak in. Excuse me. Do you think you could, bring me a half a pound of boar's head oven gold turkey? Absolutely.
Right. Now you start to pile on a couple more.
Exactly.
You have any regard for the line at that point? Are you looking around to see if there's anybody with tickets in their hands?
No, I don't. Because that deli guy
is yours. Once he starts making your sandwich, he's yours.
100%. And, you know, so because I don't look around because – then there's other workers who are working behind the counter, and they'll pick up on it. They'll understand that our conversation is valuable, and they'll start asking people, "Hi, miss, do you need any help, sir? Can I help you with anything?" They'll figure it out. You know what I mean? But at that same token, sorry, I'm just plugging in my MacBook over here. At that same token, if I'm going to a foreign deli,
uncharted territory, not your home track.
You can't just assume that you could pull that same move. Because you got to put in the time and the, I mean, I've been going to this deli my whole life. You know what I'm saying? You have to earn the right to do the cash register move. Would you agree?
No doubt about it. And I'm telling you, Nikki, I wish I had my home deli, because now every time I walk into a deli, there's a thing with these deli tickets to where you don't know if they mean anything or not. You go to some delis, the tickets mean absolutely nothing you take. Nope. But the problem then you have is, if you're standing and you want to grab a sandwich and you just assume that it's a deli that doesn't go by tickets, which I think 80% of them don't go by the tickets, Betty Big Bangs walks in behind you, and next thing always you know, Betty. Her sandwich is being made before you. Do you have the right to get upset even though you didn't take a ticket? Would you get upset with something like that?
You know, it depends. It really depends on the scenario. But yeah, I think I would, because you know what? And I've had experiences like this. I've actually had an experience like that at Joe's Pizza. You walk in there because when you're unfamiliar, you don't know, because sometimes the line goes a certain way.
Yeah.
And you may think you're sitting on the line. Meanwhile, you're at the pack of people waiting for their fucking sandwich.
Yeah,
and the line's over here.
That deli line is one of the most unpredictable lines there are. It is zigzagging. There is no direction, nothing.
You walk in there and it's up to you to figure out where the end of the line is. You know what I mean?
Or even the start of the line. Forget about the end of the line.
Yeah, because listen, I mean, I've had situations where I'll be sitting there, Bob, I'm telling you, 15 minutes, and no one's asked me if I need anything or anything. People are ordering in front of me, and I just don't know what to do because, like, there's people behind me. I'm like, are you online? They say no. It's just a clusterfuck, and it's at every deli that you are unfamiliar with.
There's just no structure to the deli line.
No zero
whatsoever.
Zero.
And, you know, another thing that we brought up in regards to delis, and I think it's a very, very true point.
Oh, 100%. I know what's coming.
Oh, for sure. There's something about the deli wrapping paper. You could wrap it up 4 times, 6 times. It gets better and better. The paper gets thinner and thinner as you make your way to the sandwich. There's something about that deli paper that instantly makes any sandwich better. Am I wrong, Nikki Cass?
Do you see the smile I can't contain in my
ear
face?
Ear to ear right now.
The smile, Bob? Look, I'm almost getting emotional, Bob. I tell you what. No, I'm being 100% serious right now, Bob. There is nothing more beautiful in my eyes than getting a nice, freshly made deli sandwich, no matter what you put on the inside of the fucking bread. It don't matter. What matters is the love that's put into that sandwich. And when you get it in that brown paper bag with the grease stains a little bit, you get the Lay's potato chips. I go with the Gatorade. That's just how I've been since I was
young. No issue with that at all.
No issue with that. Sometimes if I'm feeling crazy, I'll get a Diet Peach Snapple.
Okay, listen, now we're talking.
But listen, when you get that sandwich in, because what I like to do is I like to flip the bag on its side like this, right?
Sure.
And I stick my hand underneath and I pull out that sandwich. And I'm my eyes are like fucking glowing like this. When I pull it out there, I'm saying, holy shit. And then they had the little piece of the tape they used to use in elementary class with the art. And there's just one little, like he on the way out, just kissed it.
It's not a big with his thumb. Not a big piece.
Not a big. Not he a probably big. Just went. And then just, you know what I mean? And then you just rip it off nice and easy. It's like a present. And you unwrap it. And then, at least in my deli, there's like the beige cream colored paper first. It's kind of like a thicker, you know what I'm talking about? It's a little bit of a thicker paper.
Yep. And then it gets thinner as we go.
Oh, my God.
It gets thinner as you go to a sandwich. And it's
better
with that wrapping around it.
Like I was saying to you before, Bob, listen, I can make that exact same sandwich, but it ain't going to taste as good if it's not wrapped up by one of the pros back there on the thing.
Well,
you go to a really good deli, what you'll notice is that they'll actually tuck the wrapper on the ass of the bread underneath. you ever be getting towards the end of the sandwich and be like, ah, fuck. And you pull out the paper, there's a piece of lettuce and tomato hanging out of the end. That's when you know you got a good one.
And you know what else that wrapping does that I love about it? It totally takes away any need for a plate. If you don't, you can do the plate by all means.
If you want.
Totally takes away any need, any desire to have a plate. You let everything drop right there and it's right there for the pickings after.
Exactly. You finish the sandwich. And now you got this beautiful spread. You got a little lettuce here. You got a little bit of mayo here. You dip the lettuce in the mayo and that's it. And like, it's all laid out perfectly for you. Listen, Bob, I could talk about this for hours on hours. You know what I mean? Like it.
As can I. And you know what? There's another food conversation that I want to bring up. Now you're a Jersey guy, as am I. No, Nikki?
I'm from New York, but I go to Jersey frequently.
Where in New York?
I'm like 35 minutes outside Manhattan.
Okay. There you go. Jersey and New York, pretty much the same debate going on between the two. Do you call it pork roll or do you call it Taylor ham?
I don't call it neither, Bob. I call it a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Oh, interesting take coming out of here.
I call it a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Now, have you done the pork roll or have you done the Taylor ham?
Yeah, I have.
And not for you.
No, it's not because, you know, I'm very spoiled being that I have a very, very, very good bacon, egg, and cheese spot right down the street from me.
You got a home course for everything.
I really do. And you know what? And I'm coming out and it's important that I recognize it because I've been to places where they got these bagel joints and they say, oh, this bagel joint's the best. It ain't shit. It's not. And I'm very, very lucky to be able to have a bagel place like I do. You all right there? You okay? You gonna be all right?
Yeah, it gets me choked up because you know what? I wish I had a place on my end. And you are very blessed to have that.
Very. And, you know, so that's why I'm so keen on the bacon, egg, and cheese, because for me, it's all about consistency, right? If I'm going to go to a spot, I want to have the same experience every single time. And I feel like the bacon, egg, and cheese, for me at least, gives me that consistent sandwich. I've had a Porco, I've had a Taylor Ham, and it just doesn't do it for me. It's not a familiar taste. Now, would I be able to get the palate for it? Yeah, maybe. But I'm just not willing to take that those matters into my hands. I'm really not. I'm satisfied with the bacon, egg, and cheese.
But don't you need a little diversity when it comes to your breakfast sandwich? Don't you need a weekend breakfast sandwich? Don't you need a hungover? Because, for example, you know, the way I roll, Nikki Cass, weekdays I'm doing cream cheese bagels. And then if I'm in Jersey, weekend, my hungover bagel, or you know, if I really want to splurge out, my weekend bagel will be a Taylor Ham, egg, and cheese. It could be the bacon, egg, and cheese. Yeah. I just feel like you might need a little diversity in your bagel. Am I wrong?
I don't want to say you're wrong, Bob, because that wouldn't be true. I would say that it's up to me to be ready to take that step into diving into the Taylor Ham and the Porco. And honestly, I'm just not ready to take that step. I'm happy with the bacon, egg, and cheese. Now, I really am.
Let me suggest this to you, because if it's a bagel spot that you don't really trust too much, okay? Yeah. Here's the play I like to make, and I think we'll both be on board with this. The way I like to roll with things, if it's a bagel place that I don't really trust, for example, if the place says bagels and pizza, I instantly don't trust your bagels, and I instantly don't trust your pizza either, so you don't have me sold on either.
Yeah. Yep.
So what I would do, which I think is a conservative play, but a very good one, if you don't trust the bagel place, what you go ahead and do, get that sucker on a what, Nikki Cass?
You get it on the Kaiser. You get it on the Kaiser.
Speak my language. You get it on the Kaiser.
Because listen, the Kaiser, first of all, the Kaiser is not a consistent play. The Kaiser is the wild card. You don't pull out the Kaiser card unless you really need to. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Kaiser card is like going to your bullpen when you're out of options and you say, all right, let's throw in a position player so we're down 13 runs, okay? And we don't want to waste any more arms. Let's throw the right fielder in. That's the Kaiser.
Great take. It's a great take.
And you know, the Kaiser just gets the job done. You know what I mean? It's not going to wow you. It's not going to be, but it'll be like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to have a bad bacon, egg, and cheese on a Kaiser.
No, it's not going to ruin it. If anything's going to ruin it, it's either going to be the bacon or it's going to be cheese, which is a really hard thing to do. The Kaiser roll is going to get you by. It's not going to blow you. And by the way, have you ever run across a stale Kaiser roll?
Never in my life. I can't say that I have. And you know why, though? But you know why? Because you don't eat them often either. So now you're lessening your chances even more of running into a problem.
True.
Because it's not the go-to play. But if you were to have 100 bagels, right, chances are a few of them are going to be stale, Bob.
Sure.
A few of them.
Sure.
But if you have a Kaiser once every month, chances are that Kaiser is going to be fresh, which leads you to believe that it's a consistent play to have in your back pocket. I fucking love the Kaiser move. I do. I love it.
I'm with you. I'm totally on the Kaiser role play. It's good to have, too, just kind of as a backbone that you know is going to be something that's going to get you by.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, just a reliable play. I love the Kaiser play.
Reliable play, reliable guy. We appreciate you hopping on the pod. Again,
I appreciate you.
The guy is just absolutely booming right now, Bob. You got a couple few of the Barstool reposts that really pop things off to you. How's it feel, Nikki?
You know, and I'll speak very honestly. It feels incredible, outstanding. And, you know, I'm very, very blessed to be in the position that I'm in. I mean, I say that with my whole heart. I really am humbled. I'm blessed to be able to be given the opportunity that I've been given. And I don't know. I'm just going to ride this wave out as much as I can. I'm going to continue to put smiles on people's faces.
You know what's an interesting play, though, Nikki, because you're such a young guy. You're doing the homework day in, day out. Now, your parents may not like me saying this, but you're at the point now where the following for you is getting so big. It's so rampant, and it just keeps coming to you where it could be Nikki homework no more.
I know, but listen. A wise man, and not even one of my parents, a wise man once told me, he says, so I played baseball a lot, okay? I played baseball my whole life. And one time I was hitting in the cage with a guy who used to throw me batting practice. And at the end of the round, I must have been 12 years old. He comes over to me. He says, I'm going to tell you something. Sit down. I sit down. He goes, he takes the bat right out of my hand. He says, see what I just did? And I was like, yeah. He goes, I could take this bat out of your hand so easily, right? He said, you know what I can't take away? Your education. And from that day on, I will never be convinced otherwise. I promise you, I'm going to graduate. So even if I'm sitting at, I don't know, let's just throw out a crazy number, 10 million followers sitting in my class, I'm going to be sitting in that class. I'm graduating in 4 years.
Nikki, I got to tell you, man, you're an easy guy to root for. We will have you as many times as you want to come back on the
podcast. I appreciate you.
Where do
well,
we-
unless the spread doesn't hit against Clemson this
if
week,
the spread
we'll
doesn't hit against Candy,
yeah, I know.
You will be nowhere near the brilliantly dumb.
But listen, we don't think like that. We don't think like that, Bob. We don't think like that. And while we're on the note, remember, listen, on the school note, the other day, okay, I'm doing my homework. I'm doing Nikki homeworks is hot and heavy. I mean, I'm locked in on my essay. My father comes in, he knocks on the door, right, and he says, you know, Nick, I did the math. I'm like, what? He was like, it's about $4,500 a class, okay? For every class you don't get a B in, you're paying for. And then he walked
right out. So Pops is starting to, it looks like Pops is the one who's getting ready to, you know, get set for all the success.
Yeah.
And now Pops is the one saving the dollar.
Yeah, exactly. He in his mind, yeah. So you know he's making money. Here he goes.
If that's the case, I totally backtrack on what I said. Keep doing your homework. Don't get anything less than
I have to now. He's smart. He's real smart. Now he knows I'm gonna be locked in on the homework.
Hey, go get yourself a bacon, egg, and cheese tomorrow. Go to your local deli. We absolutely love you. Again, anytime you want to come on the show,
Bob, you're the man.
You say the word. All right, brother.
All right, I love you, Bob. I'll see you.
Stay hot, buddy. You're the best. Folks, we get ready to close down here on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Just want to say one more thing to you folks out there. My buddy from Bro Bible's doing a podcast right now. He's absolutely exceptional. He's off to a very hot start. Young man by the name of Matt Cohan. I call him Matty Ice. Called the Endless Hustle Podcast. What he does is he interviews ex and former athletes and kind of gets a perspective on what they're doing post their career in sports. They're really taking off, doing a phenomenal job. Give it a go. It's called the Endless Hustle Podcast. In the meantime, we're doing weekly happy hours over on our Patreon. Go ahead, smash the link in the bio, brilliantlydumb.com/brilliantlydumb. I apologize, patreon.com/brilliantlydumb. Give that a go. Come join us. We're doing extra podcast a week, an extra vlog a week. We've been doing bagel reviews on there, cooking with Bob, and then we do the weekly happy hours. Been an absolutely blast. Come join us over there. In the meantime, for you Patreon folks, we see you for Wednesday for happy hour, Friday for the next episode. Back to you folks here on Tuesday. You folks, take care now. Not today, Bubba.
Go get him, Bubba. Love you.
Not today, Bubba. Gordy, hey, Bubba, for a second.